Great to have a chat to this young man, WA vice captain when it comes to the under-19s. Subiaco mid forward, his name is Neil Erasmus, and we are hoping that his name gets called out in the 2021 National Draft, and he's playing AFL footy in 2022. Neil, welcome to the show, mate. How are you going, buddy? All right?
Yeah, going pretty well, thanks. What about you?
Yeah, we're going good, mate. Hayes and I get to sit here and chew the fat. We've had the opportunity to go out and embark on a career, which you're hoping to do, I know, mate. You've been working really hard. How much contact have you had, and what are you looking forward to in the not-too-distant future?
So I had quite a few, couple of earlier in the year, and sort of getting club by club during the year, sort of sometimes get busy during the week with interviews, but no, it's usually pretty relaxed. You get used to them after a while. And then in terms of what I'm looking forward to next year, I think, yeah, there's a lot of things, obviously, sort of getting paid to do what you love in terms of playing footy. But apart from that, it's just sort of meeting new people and, yeah, just do everything we love.
Tell us a bit more about your game. From a football sense, what are you good at? What do you need to improve? And is there a player out there that you're liking yourself to?
So I think couple things I'm good at is overhead marking, work rate, and reading the ball. I got a fair bit to improve on, including sort of body work, set shots can be improved, and yeah, a few other things here and there. In terms of plays in the AFL, I would say maybe a Jack Steele or Clay Nola sort of player. Well, that's who I look up to anyway, but yeah, maybe Elliot Yeo when he's on song, but yeah.
So the work on the inside, mate, you've just rattled off three blokes that just earn the footy and win the footy, which I love. Where have you grown up, mate, and who have you idolised other than the three that you've just mentioned? Who do you barrack for?
So I grew up mainly in Australia. I was born in South Africa, actually. Moved here in 2007 when I was four. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, basically back for Eagles my whole life, well, since I was four, since I knew about the game. Just diehard Eagles supporter pretty well.
And so when you say, you know, coming from South Africa, because Aussie rules in South Africa, I don't know that you would have probably at that point, and if you do remember, you can tell me, at 4 years of age, you can sometimes remember things, but there's a lot of rugby and cricket and other things that happen over in South Africa, maybe the round ball game, but you wouldn't have probably been exposed to AFL up to that point in your life at all, would you?
No, definitely not. Even my parents barely knew what the game was, so yeah, moving over here was pretty new. Still played a bit of cricket, but never got into rugby. It was just, all footy.
So you'll go for the West Coast, but Fremantle, I expect to have two picks before West Coast Eagles. How would you feel if you had to go to the Fremantle Dockers and they took you early?
It'd be pretty good, obviously, anyway. I really rate Freo as a team and as a system, what they've got going on. It was unfortunate. I couldn't get Lockie Neal because I thought they'd win the premiership if they got him. But, yeah, still going to be a good chance over the next few years with the sort of young players they have. It's pretty impressive list they're building and, good system they've got. I've got a few coaches that used to play for Freo and, love the club. So, yeah, I've grown towards not so much being that Eagles supporter that dislikes Freo. But, I quite enjoy watching through and seeing how they go about things.
Who have they been, those coaches, and what have they brought to your game?
So Jason Norrish and Brad Weir at Hale. They're the first 18 coaches, so they've been under them for about 3 years now. They obviously played for Freo back in their day, so they got a fair bit of experience. And, Stewie's obviously coached the 18s before as well. So, they both got a fair bit to offer themselves and, I've had a fair bit of success at school level, so, fed off them a little bit.
Just a lazy 37 disposals and 9 marks in a game for Hale, I noticed too, mate, in the PSA, probably against Guildford, my old mob, because they were the easy beats.
Sounds like it was.
Yeah, he's just chuckling in the background. When it comes to school, obviously you're going, I'm sure, towards the end right now, mate. So, this is a really important chapter too, because whilst you've got a footy career that I know that you're planning for, to finish off school is really important too.
Yeah, no, I've had my head in the books for the last sort of week or two, studying for the exams. Had two today, actually. So, yeah, pretty full on. Yeah, just got a couple more to go until WAIS. Yeah, finished all my tests for my school career, which is good. And then, yeah, obviously just a few exams to come. But, yeah, I take my academics pretty seriously as well.
Good to hear. So important. Now, you've had a couple of injuries and you did miss the State 19s game recently, the big win against South Australia, but there's a curtain raiser coming up before the grand final. It's going to be unbelievable. Are you right to go?
Yeah, so yeah, probably not the question that I want to hear at the moment, to be honest. But no, look, I think about 2 weeks ago, got the MRI back for the scan on my leg, and yeah, it's probably not as good as I would have hoped or anyone would have hoped. Yeah, there's still a fair bit of damage in at the site of injury, so yeah, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get up for this week or probably the rest of this season, anyways, which is yeah, really disappointing, a bit flat, but yeah, just doing what I can in the gym and yeah, outside of what. Yeah, the physios and doctors tell me what not to do.
Nah, well, just get it right, mate, because you're only young. You've got all your life ahead of you. Just
Yeah,
study,
yeah.
study, and work hard there, mate. Get that part of your life done, and then focus on getting that injury better, and you'll be fine, mate. Good on you. Thanks for the chat tonight.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Good on you. Neil Erasmus there. He is a very talented young player, injured at the moment, but he will certainly be on a lot of clubs' radars.
He will. I think Fremantle will be interested, and I think West Coast would be interested too with their first pick. But there's some good midfielders around, and as we know, there's some good key forwards that particularly Fremantle will be looking towards.
All right, we're going to change tack. We're going to have a chat to Courtney Bruce, who is back, signed up with our West Coast Fever. A couple of other big names as well. Jack Clisby, not too far away from the Perth Glory. And we'll do our Chase for Charity tonight. We'll be back soon here on Sports Day.